Listen, I knew Bertha Jorkins, said Sirius grimly. She was at Hogwarts when I was a few years above your dad and me, and she was an idiot. Very nosy, but no brains, none at all. It's not a good combination, Harry. I'd say she'd be very easy to lure into a trap.
So Voldemort could have found out about the tournament, said Harry. Is that what you mean? You think Karkaroff might be here on his orders?
I don't know, said Sirius slowly. I just don't know. Karkaroff doesn't strike me as the type who'd go back to Voldemort unless he knew Voldemort was powerful enough to protect him. But whoever put your name in that goblet did it for a reason. And I can't help thinking the tournament would be a very good way to attack you and make it look like an accident.
Looks like a really good plan from where I'm standing, said Harry, grinning bleakly. They'll just have to stand back and let the dragons do their stuff.
Right, these dragons, said Sirius, speaking very quickly now. There's a way, Harry. Don't be tempted to try a stunning spell. Dragons are strong and too powerfully magical to be knocked out by a single stunner. You need about half a dozen wizards at a time to overcome a dragon.
Yeah, I know. I just saw, said Harry.
But you can do it alone, said Sirius. There is a way, and a simple spell's all you need. Just...
But Harry held up a hand to silence him, his heart suddenly pounding as though it would burst. He could hear footsteps coming down the spiral staircase behind him.
Go! He hissed at Sirius. Go! There's someone coming!
Harry scrambled to his feet, hiding the fire. If someone saw Sirius's face within the walls of Hogwarts, they would raise an almighty uproar. The Ministry would get dragged in. He, Harry, would be questioned about Sirius's whereabouts. Harry heard a tiny pop in the fire behind him, and knew Sirius had gone. He watched the bottom of the spiral staircase. Who had decided to go for a stroll at 1 o'clock in the morning and stopped Sirius from telling him how to get past a dragon? It was Ron. Dressed in his maroon paisley pajamas, Ron stopped dead facing Harry across the room and looked around.
Who were you talking to? He said.
What's that got to do with you? Harry snarled. What are you doing down here at this time of night?
I just wondered where you...
Ron broke off, shrugging.
Nothing. I'm going back to bed.
Just thought you'd come nosing around, did you?
Harry shouted. He knew Ron had no idea what he'd walked in on, knew he hadn't done it on purpose, but he didn't care. At this moment, he hated everything about Ron, right down to the several inches of bare ankle showing beneath his pajama trousers.
Sorry about that, said Ron, his face reddening with anger. Should have realized you didn't want to be disturbed. I'll let you get on with practicing for your next interview in peace.
Harry seized one of the Potter Really Stinks badges off the table and chucked it as hard as he could across the room. It hit Ron on the forehead and bounced off.
There you go, Harry said. Something for you to wear on Tuesday. You might even have a scar now, if you're lucky. That's what you want, isn't it?
He strode across the room toward the stairs. He half expected Ron to stop him. He would even have liked Ron to throw a punch at him. But Ron just stood there in his two small pajamas, and Harry, having stormed upstairs, lay awake in bed, fuming for a long time afterward, and didn't hear him come up to bed.